Apart from their emergency services, the Broken Hill RFDS run regular health clinics at 17 different isolated properties and towns. Today, a team including a doctor, a physio, a speech pathologist and two mental health workers have come to visit Tibooburra. They'll see about 25 patients. Barry Munt makes regular use of the clinics and feels passionately about the role of the RFDS in his community.
If they didn't have a service like that, I don't think there would be a Tibooburra. Simple as that, because we'd all be dead. it just blows me away how necessary it is to have them coming out like that. My next door neighbour, little 4-year-old child, got bitten by a snake, a venomous snake, and in about an hour and a half he was in the Adelaide hospital. So I had to fly all the way from Broken Hill out to Tibooburra, which is by roads about 335 kilometres. And then they had to take the lad all the way to the Adelaide Hospital, and I did this in approximately an hour and a half, so I understand. And, you know, and being the mother and the parents of that child, the relief and knowing the help was there so quickly must have been massive. All credit to Royal Flying Doctors.
The medical team is a collection of locums who visit intermittently and some more permanent staff based in Broken Hill. Dr. Victoria Bradley moved to Broken Hill from the UK to join the RFDS about 2 years ago. She says the service has an iconic status overseas.
I grew up watching the flying doctors on telly and saw the job advertised and thought, why not? It's so unique, so different. It's that iconic organisation providing medical care to remote communities.
And how has it compared to the Flying Doctors TV show?
Oh, it's completely different in real life, but it's an amazing job. It's a privileged job to be able to serve these communities. They really respect and value what we do. You just see a completely different insight into what life is like in these rural communities, and we can provide medical and mental health and all sorts of different services to them.
Dr. Bradley says mental health services have become increasingly important as the region has struggled with drought.
From a medical side of things, we've certainly seen a lot more depression, people struggling, not really knowing where they're going to go with their lives, and just providing support and directing them to where they can gain help. And our mental health team have done a huge body of work with them.
Vanessa Latham is a mental health nurse with the Flying Doctors. She says dry conditions have had a noticeable impact on her patients.
It's quite understood that that does play a big part to people's mental state, particularly the men. I think they feel the way that their properties feel, or the condition that their property's in is sort of how they feel inside perhaps sometimes. So, yeah, it's been very difficult for them. I think the recent rains in the last week or two has been very welcomed.
Are you noticing that today in the clinic at all?
I have actually noticed it today and last week as well. There's definitely lots more conversation about the rain that people have had, and it's definitely lifted their spirits. You can see just in their facial expressions and body language that it's quite a relief for some people.
These clinics also provide a meeting place for people who live on stations surrounding Tibooburra. Dr. Bradley says that's also important for the mental health of remote communities.
A lot of people come to the clinic just for that social interaction. You'll often catch people on the verandas at various clinics just having a chat, sharing their stories.